Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
This week in Blevins Franks, it's Cathal Rochford's turn in the studio. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Howard, thank you. It's good to be back. What about yourself? How are you keeping?
I'm very well, thank you. As life expectancy increases, so does the length of time we need to stretch our savings in retirement. Cathal's going to share his advice on how to help ensure our money lasts as long as we do by asking ourselves some key questions. So, what issues should people think about when working out how much income they'll need for the rest of their lives?
Yes, a good question, Howard. I think a key thing to consider is your expected level of income that you'll need. As life expectancy increases, so does the length of time needed to stretch your income into retirement. Taking the right steps now can help you afford the lifestyle you want for as long as you need. Today, most people can expect to live longer than the generations before. Whilst this is good news, increased life expectancy comes with some downsides. Simply put, can we afford the cost of living longer? I usually look to use a 4% rule, which is a good rule of thumb. And so let's say if you needed an annual income of 60,000 euros, what I would often do is multiply this number by 25, and this will give you a close level to the amount of capital that you should need at retirement. So in this case, if you needed an income of, say, 60,000 euros, this would equate to a capital pot of 1.5 million euros. And therefore, taking this income of 60,000 from the pot should be a sustainable rate of income from the fund. And you will also have a very good chance of preserving most of the capital, assuming that it's well invested, up until the end of your life and perhaps passing the balance onto your heirs. So it's very important that you establish if your savings and pensions will generate enough income to maintain your current lifestyle right through to your retirement years. And this includes planning for extra expenses such as unexpected home maintenance, as well as potential care needs in your later years, and especially if you don't have family living nearby.
What's your advice on how to make your savings and investment last longer and also keep up with inflation?
I think having a sound, principled approach to investing your capital is critical. This should involve an individually tailored, risk-adjusted, diversified portfolio across stocks, bonds, property, alternatives, and cash. So we know that simply leaving funds in the bank account or in cash will not keep up with inflation, and this will produce negative real returns over time. So leaving funds in the bank is not really a solution. To illustrate this, if inflation is running at, say, 3% or so annually, and you're getting very little interest from your bank, which is not uncommon here in Spain, you will actually lose half of your spending power on this cash in just under 23 years. And many people don't realize this. Whereas having a strategic investment plan, including a good exposure to global equities, has proven to outpace inflation over time and will actually grow your spending power. So the difference in these two approaches, cash holders versus investors, is quite stark, and it will have a profound effect on your wealth over the longer term. So my best advice is to invest the capital whilst keeping a healthy cash balance for near-term spending needs and, of course, for an emergency cash reserve.
Pensions are obviously very important for providing income and financial security. So what can British expatriates in Spain do to get the most out of their pension?
Yes, indeed. For most people, pensions are the key to financial security at retirement. So you need to take extreme care to do what's right for you and for your pension. So I would recommend exploring all the options available for your UK pension as a resident of Spain. It's important to carefully weigh all the pros and cons, including the tax implications in both countries, to determine which approach is most suitable for you. In some cases, your best approach could be taking no action at all, especially if you have the likes of a final salary pension that guarantees an income for life. So overall, I would recommend taking personalised UK regulated advice to establish the most suitable approach for your circumstances, goals, risk tolerance, And at Blevins Franks, we are cross-border tax and wealth management specialists, and our integrated planning covers pensions, taxation, investments, and estate planning. And we can guide and advise our clients on the best pension options to meet their objectives and depending on their own personal situation.
And what about taxation? How can we limit the effects of taxation?
Indeed, tax planning is an integral part of effective wealth management, and taxation should be taken into account when making decisions about your savings, investments, and pensions. So whether your main objective is to preserve your wealth, provide an income, or generate growth, tax planning plays a very important role in protecting and making the most of what you have. While the tax tail shouldn't necessarily wag the investment dog, there are numerous benefits to strategic tax planning, especially for expatriates who have cross-border tax planning implications. Many people unknowingly pay more tax than they need to. This may include income tax on bank interest, capital gains when switching between investments, and dividends and other forms of investment income. Much depends on how you hold your assets, so it's important to investigate what tax-compliant or tax-advantaged investments may be available here in Spain. You may be surprised by how much tax you can save each year. So overall, having a tax plan that is tailored to your country of residence and using qualifying and tax-compliant plans generally yield the best results, and seeking local qualified advice is key here.
Thank you very much, Cajal. The website is a great port of call.
Yes, absolutely. Please have a look on our website, blevinsfranks.com. And there's lots of resources, podcasts, guides, books, etc. there. Or even better, get in touch with one of our local advisors in your own region.
And I look forward to chatting to you next week.
Thank you very much, Howard.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.